The Lord bless you, heart dwellers, and give you a great burden for the people of Ukraine and that whole area. The Lord began. What is happening in the Ukraine is nothing short of genocide. It is incredibly horrible and heartbreaking. This is another campaign of ethnic cleansing. It is not any kind of legitimate war, with the exception of the forces going against the deep state and the dark government of Earth. But there are many agendas clear, and no one is innocent. It is far beyond complicated, more like impossible to sort out. All you can do is pray for the innocent ones. War is brutal. It has no honor, no limit to killing, raping, and pillaging. There is no end to the ugliness, and the souls who participate in this find themselves deeper and deeper in sin. Many souls are lost to Satan because of the lack of monitoring of what's going on and what is being done when no one is looking. There are no restraints. It is savage. Pray against this savagery. This is where my heart is most wounded now. You will know when it comes to America how truly horrible it is, but don't wait for that to be convinced. Rather, pray for them now. Donald cannot move beyond certain parameters without being stopped. So much is orchestrated and planned to look real, but it is not. And at this point, I broke into the prayer session and told everyone we need to pray for those in the Ukraine. When I came back, the Lord said, "Thank you for telling them about these events in the Ukraine. My heart bleeds, Claire. This is so uncalled for, but it's being done to strike terror into the rest of Europe because the intention is the very same. I'm asking you all to pray against this daily. Pray that they will become aware of the punishment in hell, and that will stay their hand. There's very little that I can stop their hand with, but I will respond to your prayers and make things very clear to them. If you have a loved one involved in this butchery, please relay this message to them. You are soldiers. You have been hired to subdue the enemy, not to rape women and children and steal from them. There are serious consequences for your actions. I love you, but you cannot do these things and not pay any penalty. I am warning you now, there are penalties for what you are doing. You will receive severe punishment in this life, on this earth, for what you do to others that is not necessary, and you will lose eternal life in heaven with me. You will be taken to hell and burned without mercy for the atrocious acts you commit against the innocent. I don't care what the men around you are doing. You must not participate. Repent of what you have done so far and run from every invitation to repeat those sins. You have loved ones back home. Do not imagine they are safe when you have slaughtered indiscriminately. You will pay the price for your sinful actions. Repent and turn to me. Discourage others from doing such things. Pray that these practices will stop. I have warned you. I love you, but you cannot commit these atrocities and go to heaven. You cannot commit these atrocities and expect me to protect your wives and children. I will help you avoid these sins. Call on me. Speak to the men around you and warn them for me. I will anoint your words. There are moments of truth when you can speak and it goes deep into the heart of a soul. You will know these times. I will help you. Do not stand by idly and allow such things to continue. And I will be with you." And then the Lord was speaking about us, and he said, "There's a tendency for people in other countries to just ignore what is going on elsewhere. I am calling for my holy people to be different and to embrace those in the midst of their plight. Do not imagine that this will never touch you. because it will. There will be unheard of violence and chaos in this country. It is coming. But those of you who prayed for others in their tragic situations will be given more protection because you cared. I'm asking in this hour for you to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourselves and embrace with your heart the tragedy they're going through. And I will embrace you in my heart in your hour of need. Now we're seeing the end of his message. And I'd also like to mention, Heart Dwellers, that this is the time of year where we try and get firewood for the orphans, the widows, the elderly. And right now we're not in a position to do that. But because of your kindness and your donations, we're able to do a little, but we could sure do much, much more. So thank you for being faithful to support us. And we would ask now just a little extra so we can buy firewood for families that are really in need. The Lord bless you, dear ones.